This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply, Umpqua Actors Community Theater Executive Director Melody Schwagel. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, I see you've got something new coming up. Tell us about it.
Brand new. Yes, we actually open tomorrow with Help Desk, and this is a 100% virtual production that is streaming on demand, meaning you can watch it any time of day on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, 2 in the morning, 9 in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, whenever you guys want.
Wow. So how did this all come together?
Well, we knew that, UACT was going to be taking the step forward in doing virtual theater just because we don't want to stay idle for, longer, much longer than we have to. So we've always been trying to do something every single month to bring something to the community. And so this is our gift for March, doing the Help Desk for 2 weeks. And so we're really, really excited about it. It was a great process.
So tell us about Help Desk. What is it?
Help Desk is basically if anybody has ever called into customer service to get repairs on a computer or to order something or to make a complaint, this is kind of a compilation of 13 different scenes on different scenarios that you might have experienced. I've had some really bad experiences on, call phones or call lines. Last week I was on hold for 3 hours just trying to get my brand new computer to boot up. And it was so anyway, and that is actually in the Help Desk. We have 28 actors who are local and international who we've pulled to perform these little vignettes. I think we have about 15 people from Roseburg. There might be 5 from Portland. We have Kaiser, Ashland. We have Oklahoma, Mexico, and Switzerland actors who are all involved in this. And they've all been you actors in the past.
How do you get somebody connected from Switzerland? My goodness.
Well, our UX president, Marty, he hosts, exchange students. And a lot of the times these exchange students are really into theater. And Mario Del Cupo is one of his past exchange students. And I directed him in A Christmas Carol. And so we connected again. And, I asked Marty, I'm like, hey, what do you think Mario would want to do this? And oh, my gosh, yeah. So reached out and he was totally interested. So working with somebody from Switzerland with another, pairing him with another actor from Roseburg, we had to have rehearsals at 9:30 at night via Zoom. And then Mario would Zoom in at 6:30 in the morning, Switzerland time. So, but it worked out great. And it's amazing what technology can do. And there wasn't even a hiccup in the video chat. So that was pretty fun.
Well, it's
pretty
amazing.
Cool experience.
Yeah, you're able with these virtual productions to, you couldn't have gotten him to come back for the weekend from Switzerland if you had a live show.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this is, it's really convenient. Zoom has made these virtual performances very, very convenient. And so, and we're never, ever going to get the opportunity again to use fellow actors from Oklahoma, Melissa and, Zachary. They were in Little Mermaid. Melissa was Ariel and Morticia. And, Zach was Chef Louie. They've done so many shows with us. So it's really great to see these actors who have, moved away to come back just for, a show and collaborate like this. It's great.
Well, that's cool. I was looking over the picture here, and initially I just sort of glanced at the picture, saw some familiar faces, and realized I didn't recognize a lot of people, but now I see Reed's there, and I hadn't noticed that earlier. So a lot of people will be interested in that. So how do people do this? Because you said once you are, what's the process for being able to watch it?
Well, you can do it one of two ways. You can either go to Broadway On Demand, just Google Broadway On Demand, and when you get it to the search bar, just type in Help Desk, and ours is going to pop up. I think there's about 7 other productions in the country right now that are doing Help Desk, but you'll see ours, and you just click on whichever performance you want. The easiest way, honestly, is to just go to our website at uact-theater.com and click on one of the two links. Now, the two links are March 12th, 13th, and 14th. So you can click on that one. You pay just $5 for the ticket, and you can watch it any time during that whole weekend. And then the same thing with the 19th, 20th, and 21st. You click on that link. If you're maybe not able to watch it this weekend, watch it next weekend. It's only $5, and $5 for 85 minutes of entertainment from your local community is actually a really, really good deal.
So you could also watch it both weekends, pay $5 each time.
Absolutely, and we will encourage that as well. You know, we realize this isn't live, and usually, you know, our ticket prices are higher than this, much higher. So doing something virtual theater, we're just kind of dipping our toes in to see how this is going to, how the community is going to respond to it. But we think they're going to respond well because it's a really, really funny show with amazing talent. And we're just so lucky that we got, you know, everybody on board who we did. And so we think everybody will enjoy this.
And so people that live here, who maybe have friends who used to live here, used to come to UACT, can let them know about it. And you could have folks watching in other states.
Yes.
And obviously, friends of the folks that live other places could be watching from Oklahoma or Mexico or Switzerland. I mean, it really just changes the playing field on any kind of online production, including theater.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're not just limited to Douglas County. This is, you know, that's kind of nice to have all these people up in Portland and in Ashland and who have, you know, a wider base of, you know, friends and family that are just scattered across the country. So, yeah, who wouldn't want to, you know, come in and view their, you know, their nephew or their, you know, their old friends and everything for $5. It's, you know, just pause your Netflix for 85 minutes and watch some really good local theater and support a nonprofit organization during this time. So, you know, that's always good.
And in addition to watching the show this weekend and next, if folks want to help UACT get through this tough time, how do they do that?
Yeah, you can always go to our website, uact-theater.com, and at the very top of the page, we have a donate button. If you want to buy a ticket to the show, that's fantastic, and you say, you know what, I want to help out a little bit more. Just go to our page and click that donate button, and you can donate whatever you would like, and we will send you a tax-deductible letter for your taxes and everything. So it's amazing the outpour of support that we've had this year, and we are so blessed to have such an amazing community that we do, and we really wouldn't probably have survived without a lot of the support from our members and from our volunteers and foundations and individuals. So it's been wonderful.
All right, help desk this weekend and next. Tell people how to access it again off your site.
Yes. So go to uact-theater.com, and right on that front page, you're going to see two links, and you can choose which weekend or both weekends that you want to purchase. Just click on it, and it'll just follow the prompt.
All right. Melody Schwegel from Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.